When genetically engineered Roundup Ready crops came on the scene in the mid-1990s, they made weed control a relative walk in the park. The idea was you spray your fields with one herbicide, and the crops live, but the weeds die. By 2011, more than 90% of soybeans and cotton and more than 70% of corn were planted with Roundup Ready seeds.
It was so simple and forgiving and flexible, and there weren't a lot of risk involved with it, and it worked really well.
That's Chuck Benbrook, a researcher with the Center for Sustaining Agriculture and Natural Resources at Washington State University. Benbrook says in the early years, farmers were able to use less herbicide overall by using more Roundup. But in a new study, Benbrook finds that changed as weeds started to adapt.
Well, the so-called herbicide-tolerant Roundup-ready corn, soybeans, and cotton has driven up herbicide use by about 527 million pounds over this 16-year period.
That's a total increase of about 7% from 1996 to 2011. Benbrook says some of the largest jumps have come in just the last few years as more farmers begin to battle Roundup-resistant weeds. We called Monsanto about the study. That's the company that makes Roundup, but we didn't hear back. Think of how doctors overprescribed antibiotics and now face drug-resistant infections. Benbrook says farmers relied too heavily on Roundup, and now it isn't killing weeds the way it used to. Farmers like Ron Pavelka near Hastings in central Nebraska are noticing.
I'm in the combine right now cutting soybeans.
Pavelka drives his combine to the top of a hill to get a better connection on his cell phone. He farms corn and soybeans and is only a few days away from finishing the harvest. Most of Pavelka's crops are Roundup ready and have been since the seeds became available.
In the beginning, before there were Roundup ready soybeans, weed control in soybeans was always an issue for producers. There were a lot of different options, but nothing that really worked as well as a Roundup application.
But these days, Pavelka, who's also on the Nebraska Soybean Board, says Roundup alone isn't working. Like many farmers, Pavelka is adding other herbicides to the mix to finish the job. He also started spraying fields in the fall to help keep weeds down. Still, a few are slipping through the cracks.
Well, in our area, the number one issue would be with a weed called mare's tail, and it kind of has a really slender leaf, so it's kind of an issue getting the proper amount of herbicide on that plant, and it's just kind of a tough, woody old thing.
Across the Midwest, a handful of weeds are forming pockets of resistance.
For Iowa and most of our surrounding states, water hemp is the number one weed.
Bob Hartzler is an agronomist and weed specialist at Iowa State University.
A giant ragweed is another native plant that's adapting to corn and soybeans. It's the number one problem in states like Ohio, Indiana.
Hartzler says farmers can manage resistant weeds for now by going back to some of the chemicals they used before Roundup came along. But he says that does not address a fundamental problem. Plants like water hemp, mare's tail, and giant ragweed have become very good at adapting to whichever herbicides farmers choose. And Hartzler says conventional farming plays to their comfort zone.
I like to say that you couldn't sit down and design a better system for weeds to adapt to. We're relying almost entirely on herbicides. We're growing two crops with the same life cycle, and weeds just thrive under that system.
One thing is for sure, weeds will continue to adapt. The question is what farmers will do to stay one step ahead. I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.